Welcome to In Contact Lansing. I'm Duran Martinez, and this is a public service of Town Square Media. And here we are. We're getting towards October. It's almost that time where trick-or-treats and fun and learning can go hand in hand. But who really saw that coming? Oh, wait a minute. I know who did. Melissa Cole did, head librarian for the South Lansing branch of the Capital Area District Libraries. Also with me is Mark Buzita, library assistant for the downtown Lansing branch of the Capital Area District Libraries. Folks, how are you?
We're great.
Good.
See, look, we're all friends all of a sudden. Now you're getting quiet on me. But no, it's fun because Melissa, we talked a little bit about your schooling experiences up in the UP and stuff. But you're here, you're from the DeWitt area, and you're working with the South Lansing branch, and you have events coming up for October.
We do. The whole Cattle system has a lot of events coming up for October. We have magicians coming in October. We have no clowns.
Okay, good. I'll go.
Magicians coming to Holt, Hazlitt, South Lansing, Okemos, Aurelius, and Dansville. And it's kind of a tradition.
Sure.
We all do magicians in October for Halloween. We have enchanted mirror parties with Okemos has a pirate theme, and Williamston has superhero theme, and Foster has a superhero theme. So we have lots of fun stuff. We also, at South Lansing, we're having Cupcake Wars Halloween edition.
Explain.
Where you can decorate cupcakes and spooky, you know, themes, Halloween themes.
Like an eyeball in the cupcake.
An eyeball on the cupcake.
That's always cool. That always gets me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not afraid to eat a cupcake with an eyeball on it.
And Okemos is doing its annual Halloween trick-or-treat in the library, which is always fun. I had worked at Okemos when we did that, so it's really fun.
Well, good. I mean, this is the one thing about the Capital Area District Libraries that we're always learning. It's, you know, we always talk about how, to me, the library was books. Lots and lots of books. Maybe that little tiny media section that had some albums in it.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going back to the 80s because I'm old and I can do that. But, I mean, it's expanded so much. I mean, digital's a big thing right now.
Yeah, we have a large digital collection. You can stream television shows, movies, music. You can get digital magazines. You can get e-audiobooks and e-book, all digital. We have a lot of digital resources, but we have a lot of print books for those that like print still as well.
Sure, the hands-on group.
Yeah,
like
the
myself.
Smell, the texture, sure. The flipping of the page. Yeah,
it's kind of like, again, the old album where you got all that click and pop noise. That's all the old vinyl. And, you know, I talk about this also when we have folks from the cattle in here. The digital, there's like no late fees because it just kind of poof goes away.
Yeah.
See?
Like magic.
And that whole, you know, Treasure Island book that I still have from Guyer Park Community School, Lansing School. Never. Nothing.
Yep.
But what else you have going on? I mean, you've been a librarian for how long now?
I've been with cattle for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. Were you like 12 when you started?
Yes, I was 12.
See, okay, anyway. They start them young. But, I mean, it's got to be a very fulfilling, again, and to watch everything grow like you have in just 10 years.
Yeah, I love it. And lots have changed in the time that I have been there. And it's all changed for the better. I mean, we keep moving forward and going in a good direction. I mean, all the digital material that we have and, you know, our collections continuously evolving and our buildings are evolving. We're renovating our buildings and, you know, trying to meet the current needs of our communities. At South Lansing, we added a play area, a fantastic play area for kids to come and hang out with their families and just a place to spend time. Because at the library, you don't necessarily have to, you know, check out a book. You don't have to be on the computer. You can come and spend time. It's a community space.
And that doesn't even sound like a quiet space that you have to be in.
It is not a quiet space. Libraries are not quiet.
Okay.
I mean, I know that we would like, certain people would like them to be, and some of our libraries do have quiet spaces, but it is a community space. It's not a quiet space.
Good. See, again, myths busted right here on the show.
And we're really fun people.
And I know that. I know that. And see, we're finding this out now about that. CADL.org is where you can go. And you can see Melissa Cole at the South Lansing branch of the Capital Area District Libraries. They have all kinds of things going on throughout the course of October. Anything that we might have missed, because, I mean, we've got magicians, we've got food, we've got digital, we've got regular books.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have a lot of resources for students that I want to mention. We have engaging story times and play times that help build early literacy skills. We have early literacy iPads that are loaded with apps that promote early literacy. Those are in the library. Raising Reader Backpacks. It's like a story time in a backpack that you can actually check out and take home. It has books, music, finger plays, activities. As we talked about, access to digital resources. We have digital encyclopedias, magazines, journals, newspapers. You can do your research for your school paper, you know, for a school paper through the public library. We have lots of STEM programs, and we also have homework help. So we get tutors from MSU at South Lansing, Okemos, Haslett.
So yeah, there's a lot of great things going on, you know, and every time we bring somebody new in from the library, we find out something new. We find out a little bit about you guys, which is great, and some of the events that they have coming up. October, again, a very busy time. And Mark Bozita joins us here. Now, Mark, you're a familiar voice in Lansing. I guess that's fair to say because, I mean, not everybody gets to see radio people.
That's true.
I mean, I can tell you firsthand that sometimes, you know how it is, you'll be talking and somebody go, their head will tilt like the nipper dog.
Yes.
And they'll go, why?
Well, one of my favorite stories is it's my voice that you hear if you call the downtown Lansing library. You know, you get the little phone menu. If you'd like to speak, a question about your library card, press 1 and that sort of thing. And so when I work a public service desk and then they hear my voice and they press the option they want and then they hear me, you know, public service desk, there's that awkward pause of, wait, now it's the real person this time.
Yeah.
So that happens every once in a while and somebody will come in and say, you know, you sound familiar, you look familiar, and they can't quite place it. But anyway, that's kind of fun.
You know, and I'm hearing it too. This is so fun for me to be on the opposite side, to see somebody that I've heard on the radio,
right,
but I've never met.
Right.
So this is cool because I'm like, whew. I mean, I know what it feels like finally.
You right. Know? Oh, absolutely. You know, it's great, great fun.
Now, aside from being, I mean, you've been with LCC Radio almost, what, 25
years? Almost 25 years now, yes.
Yeah, Saturday nights. Same boat with me and Lansing Radio for almost that same amount of time.
Right.
And you are working with the public library now.
That's right. I actually started at the downtown Lansing Library back in high school. This was 1990. So we're going on whatever that is. That 20 almost 20 years coming up. Yeah. And started out as a page there and then became a current position as library assistant. And the district was forming about 20 years ago. Cattle's celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. So it's been great fun. And some of the things like, you know, Melissa mentioned, watching the library evolve over the years. I mean, I sound, you know, 100 years old when I say this, but there was no internet, you know, when I started at the library, which... To some kids today, they would go, well, that's just crazy. How can you possibly live in a world without internet?
You know, Abraham Lincoln had the internet. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we read his quotes all the time.
Right, of course. But, you know, so I mean, it is great. It's great, though. But when you think about it, I mean, how crazy that evolution was. And I think one other interesting point is even in the late 90s, early 2000s, when the internet was really, you know, at its peak and stuff like that, people would say things like, well, I suppose this is the end of libraries. Well, people aren't reading anymore. They're going to only read it on their computers. And while some of that has shifted and changed a little bit, the core idea of libraries is still very, very strong.
You know, and I've seen because of you guys that come in from the Capital Area District Library, I've seen the evolution and have found out about the evolution of these things. We've been able to share that here on the show because, again, to me, it's the Dewey Decimal System. It's books. It's, you know, and she's looking at me like, what? You know, because I, you know, again, I haven't been to the library in a very long time, but.
Yes, we'll go, that's okay, right. Dewey's okay, still
good.
Out there, right.
Dewey is happy that you're still using his decimal system.
But one other thing that has changed, and again, Melissa talked about how things have evolved and expanded, is a collection called the Library of Things.
Yes.
And so while you may think books and movies and magazines are still important, and they are, and we have those, over the last 2 or 3 years, we've started what we call the Library of Things. And with your Cattle Library card for free, you can check out things ranging from a sewing machine, a telescope, a laser level, Wi-Fi hotspots. There's a growing collection of things, and these are all free to check out. And I think, again, even when we explain it to people, they're waiting for a catch. They're waiting for me to say, and it's, you know, $50 for a week or something like that. And when we can say to them, there is no cost to it to check out initially. There's only fines if they're brought back late. But that collection has proved to be incredibly popular, so much so that over this past summer, we added a bunch of musical instruments.
Yes.
Guitars, banjos, keyboard, you know, things like that. And so that's been incredibly popular to watch, and people can put them on hold. They can, you know, check them out. Most of the items go out for 1 or 2 weeks, depending on the item itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ask people to return them into the library in person. They can't shove a guitar in the library Dropbox, of course. Not going to fit. A little difficult
not
there.
Not that I've tried.
Right. And one of the new items we're adding this fall is a Roku streaming stick. And it'll actually, you can search movies by genre and stuff like that. There'll be movies pre-programmed on there and stuff like that. So just lots of new things coming in through the library system that are part of this Library of Things collection. And it's proved to be really very popular.
Mark Mazzita is joining us here on In Contact Lansing. Capital Area District Library, CADL.org is where you can go to get all of your information. And you look like you forgot something, Melissa. Get over here. Tell me what you forgot.
I forgot to mention some of the events that we're sponsoring.
Yes, absolutely.
That we're going to be at. We're going to be at the trick-or-treating at Eastwood Town Center. We're going to have a booth at the event, and we'll provide crafts and henna tattoos. And our mascot, Link, is going to be on hand. And also, there's an event at the Lansing Center. Oh, the Eastwood Town Center one is on October 24th from 4 to 6. And the event at the Lansing Center is October 13th through October 14th, which is a Saturday to Sunday, 11 to 5. It's called How to Halloween. The event features a zombie walk, hands-on activities, character appearances, and more. And there is a charge, so visit how-tohalloween.com for details.
All right, how-to-halloween.com.
How-to-halloween.com. No, how.
Okay, I'm going to let you do it. I'm just going to.
I think they probably had to throw the dash in there because how-to-halloween. Yes.
So, again, listen to Melissa. Don't pay no attention to the host because she knows what she's talking about.
Sometimes.
Well, it's okay. CADL.org is the website. And, Mark, we talked. Thank you again, by the way, Melissa, for bringing that to our attention. Mark, you said something about working with Google now.
Yes, that's right. That's a huge thing. And this Lansing area especially has been targeted to be a key factor in that. And so in partnership with Google, we're committed to helping job seekers. I mean, ranging from could be even small business owners included in that, students, educators, all of that, improve their digital skills. And that ranges things like coding, which is a big thing right now, using Google to get a new job, even updating resumes, doing internet job searches, that sort of thing. And so over the course of the next while anyway,
sure,
CADL will be offering various programs. We've done a few already in September, and we'll continue those throughout the rest of this year. And even Google business seminars are going to be set up, where you can work with CADL's business librarian and get presented with a variety of free seminars at our downtown Lansing branch and other locations. Topics include Google Drive and Google Analytics and a lot more and stuff like that. So if people are interested in learning more about that, they can go to CADL.org/events and do a keyword search for Google, and it'll bring up those listings as well.
Awesome. So much cool stuff going on. You guys are great, and we really appreciate everything that the Capital Area District Libraries do, all of the libraries involved, all the people involved, because, again, the past 10 years have been so crucial for growth, not only, you know, like I said, in the world of everybody, but in the world of the library to bring that information, and it's good to see that you guys are keeping up, you know,
absolutely,
are actually keeping in line with these things, because, I mean, it's a growing world, and, man, if you blink, it's gone.
Absolutely. And that old term, again, in the early 2000s was closing the digital gap. And that idea that people, if you don't have a computer at home, you know, you're gonna get lost pretty quick, and you're going to miss out on a lot of things. And so even to this day, the library offers, you know, one-on-one computer help and things like that, but just providing free internet access at all of our branches, for, you know, free Wi-Fi,
sure,
of course, too. So even just like that, yeah, and computer access. So just to come in, people would say, I haven't been on a computer in a while. They can go at their own pace and learn and stay right on top of things.
And it's nice to know, too, 20 years ago, computers to me were so daunting, even though I'm in this business. We really didn't have computers.
Right.
It was, you know, CD players and the occasional turntable.
Sure.
But now everything in this room is digital, and, you know, it's either learn or don't.
Right.
And learning is definitely, especially when you can do it for free.
Absolutely.
Is a great way to go. But Melissa Cole, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate all of your information.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. Mark Mazzita, great talking with you as well.
Thank you very much.
Again, make sure, hit them up on the website, make these people work, CADL.org. They're busy, trust me, they're busy, but they're always never too busy to help you guys. But thanks so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you.